And Sarah, talking of things, long things, elephants have trunks. Tell us about elephants and how they can help each other out.
I've got a really nice story about how elephants are able to cooperate with each other just as well as chimpanzees. Elephants live in big, complex social groups, and they're known to show cooperative behaviour, like looking after each other's young and things like that. As you might imagine, there's kind of a lack of behavioural studies on elephants because they are so large and potentially quite dangerous if you want to make them do things. This study, which was published in PNAS by Joshua Plotnick and his colleagues, they used a group of docile elephants at the Thai Elephant Conservation Centre in Lampang in Thailand. The researchers modified a cooperation task that's actually been used in studying primates since the 1930s. And what it does, it involves having a tray with some food on it on the ground, and it's separated from the pair of elephants by a fence. So they can see it, but they can't get to it. And in order to bring the food into their reach, the elephants had to pull on two ends of the same rope, which was attached to the table. So if one of them pulled on their end of the rope, it would just pull the rope around the table and the table wouldn't go anywhere.
And neither would get fed.
Well, exactly. But if they then both pulled on their ends of the rope together, the tray would move towards them and they could reach the food. So the experimenters carried out three tests. They trained the individual elephants to be able to pull a rope to get the tray. And then they tested six pairs of elephants for cooperation. And after the first test, which showed that when you get two elephants and you have them released into their little roped-off compartments, they would go forward, pull the ropes together and get the tray. The question after that is, well, are they just doing that because they were trained to pull the rope as soon as they went in and they were released at the same time, so they both pulled it and they got the food? So they went and did some more tests, and the second one was called delayed release, where the elephants were released into their little compartments separately. And the first would have to wait for their partner to arrive before they could pull the rope. And actually, all the elephants showed a high success rate in learning to wait for their partner, and they did manage to do that. The third scenario was to ensure that the elephants weren't just using this arrival of the second elephant as a cue to pull their rope, rather than understanding that the cooperation is what would bring the food. So here they had one end of the rope coiled up by the tray of food, so there was no way of retrieving the food. One elephant had one end of the rope, the other end was just off by the tray. So the elephants needed to understand that even if they pulled their end, the food would just not come to them. So they shouldn't bother pulling their end of the rope at all.
Did they not do that?
Yeah, that's actually what happened. It's quite exciting. So they showed that the elephants were able to respond to the behaviour of their partner and able to cooperate. But actually, one really amusing thing was that some of the elephants came up with rather novel ways of sort of cheating the system. One of them
They weighed about 10 tonnes and could just barge the fence out of the way.
Well, one of them actually had to be excluded from the trial because she learnt to stand on her end of the rope. So her partner was pulling. So they got the food, but she wasn't doing any work. She was just standing and like, oh, great, I've got the food now.
Aren't they incredible? Also, brave of researchers to do experiments on animals that large. I should think the outcomes can be sometimes quite unpredictable. If you'd like to read up on anything we've covered this week, the references and the transcripts for each of the news stories are online at thenakedscientists.com/news.
Distilling the best science. The Naked Scientists.